Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Sorry.
I'm it's so time for sorry. Me to purge.
That was a lot. Oh, you purge at a certain time?
Purge it's every the day purge. At this time.
Oh, I
it's
see.
It's all day we purge.
I see.
We misunderstood the assignment.
Oh, God.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Threedom.
Oh, my God.
Hi, everyone.
Oh,
welcome
my
to
God.
Threedom. Oh, my God.
Sometimes I can't remember if something is a thought that I've had or something I saw on Twitter.
Okay.
But I was
that
say,
is
what's
bleak.
Your thought?
I feel like.
Let's hold on a second.
No, let's not.
I need to. You're not sure if it's a thought you had or something you saw on Twitter.
Here's what I can't remember. Did I text this to somebody as a joke, or did I see this on Twitter, or did I tweet it?
Am I drill?
I don't get it.
Do you know? Never mind.
What is that from Cars?
Yeah, it's from Cars. Oh, yeah. It's from Cars. The character Drew Battelle from Cars.
Who's famously on Twitter.
That's right.
Am I drill? I don't get it. I'm just repeating.
You're so online and you don't get it?
Yeah. Sometimes I don't get stuff.
I got to say, when you had your baby, I expected to never hear from you again. And you are constantly texting.
I'm very available.
Wait, is that a thing when people have babies, they don't text anymore?
I'm on my phone all day.
I would imagine you would have like retreated from the world a little bit, but instead.
We thought we'd get a break is what we're saying.
Oh, my God. I feel like I retreated in a different way than that.
Ooh, tell us.
Just physically, I feel like I retreated.
You got smaller?
I hope that's to continue, but...
Oh, I don't mean in the old bell department.
The bell?
Belly.
Bell.
Oh, my God.
You mean you've receded like your gums?
Yes. Much like my gums, I've receded. And anyways, whatever. Who cares? I just wanted to say, I feel like the only thing I wanted to say was that I can't remember if I tweeted this or not, is that company... Like, if you are a social media person for a company at this point...
God, I hope to be at some point.
All you have to do is go... They understood the assignment and post like a picture of someone in the product you're selling, and then that's it.
True.
Wait, but I guess I don't even know what the original thing is.
You don't
misunderstood
know what,
the assignment.
You don't know what understand the assignment is.
Is that a meme of some sort?
Drill Bit Taylor says it in Cars.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood the assignment.
That's Mater.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's Drill Bit Taylor in Cars?
Drill Bit Taylor sounds like this. I misunderstood the assignment.
I thought he said like this. I misunderstood the assignment.
No, that's Paul Newman.
That's famously Paul Newman from Giant.
Whatever.
Yes. He played the same character in Cars.
Yeah. He was a giant in Giant.
Yeah.
And he's a giant car in Cars.
Giant, one of the scariest movies I've ever seen.
Mm.
When that giant shows up.
Oh, my God. I would love to see Paul Newman in Giant battle the attack of the 50-foot woman.
Why wasn't he an Iron Giant?
This is good.
You know what
point.
I like?
Also, you know James Dean was a giant, right?
Yeah, but wasn't Paul Newman?
No.
Okay, he should have been.
He's in Hood.
What's he should have been, though. What's... Will you agree with me on that?
I will agree with you on that. And Hood was a giant, so he should have been in there.
Yep. What's that movie with the big white thing?
Also, Cars have hoods.
Six.
Moby Dick?
Big Hero 6. Is that what it is?
Big Hero 6, yeah.
Sorry, I love God, that movie.
It. Big Hero 6.
Never seen it.
Big Hero 6.
Yep. Can you imagine
big
eating Big Hero as big as the Big Hero?
San Fran, Tokyo.
Big Heroes.
Also, Hero is a sandwich. This is wild, guys.
Oh, that would have
guys.
Been great. Then I wouldn't even need to say Hero.
I so took so much arsenic before the show. I'm high.
So a Hero is a sandwich
arsenic
and a Hero
ever
is
since
a
the
sandwich?
Pandemic. What?
Yeah. What?
Like
why are we all talking at the same time?
Because this is Threedom.
Oh, that's right. Right.
Now, and welcome to it. I'm Paul.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Scott. Hi. Welcome to another episode. Thanks for, I hope you had a lovely.
Thanks for, I hope you had a lovely.
Yep.
Hey, we want to send out a big thanks to everyone who hopes you have a lovely.
Oh my God.
What were you going to thank them for?
I was going to say, Thank you for listening. I hope you had a lovely holiday. And you interrupted me. And you can interrupt any sentence the other person says.
Hold on a second.
Hold on. Wait.
You can interrupt. You didn't interrupt. Oh, my God.
You didn't interrupt.
Oh, my God.
This is like a curse.
This is like
a...
That's
actually... He didn't interrupt him.
That's a really funny way to make fun of someone.
Just say half of their sentence back with ooh.
This is good.
This is good.
Oh my God.
This is what you wanted.
You hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank you for listening to us on Thanksgiving. Hope you had a nice holiday. We're back in the flower patch.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
I like that too.
What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
What did we do?
Because it's over.
We're doing 2 days. We're doing a 2-day celebration.
That's so many.
Wow.
It's like going to Disneyland and then California Adventure right next door.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you doing
no,
it?
No.
Fun. I've been thinking I want to go to Disneyland. Not right now. But...
What's the best day to go? What's the day that nobody wants to go?
Well, here's the problem.
Christmas.
Right now it's so bad because I feel like everything's different with the pandemic. There's all these different rules. Have you tried to go with Kai or anything?
No. No.
Okay, well, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Why are you having two? Oh, no.
Well, my...
There's something funnier than someone trying to get on the bit very quickly before they go on to their own thought.
Anyway, so...
So my sister is a nurse, and she...
Hello, nurse.
She sometimes...
That's what people say to her when they see her.
It's true.
She sometimes has to work on the actual holiday, but she gets the next day off, so...
Black Friday.
She and my parents are coming...
She gets the holiday for Black Friday?
Yes, she gets Black Friday off.
So she can go
to celebrate Black Friday. Yes, exactly. But she gets that day off, so they're coming on Friday. So we had nothing to do on Thursday, so we're going to get together with... We're going to get together with a friend.
So you kept it a secret because you
kept what a secret?
Oh, great. Now they're drilling.
Speaking of drill.
But you went, we're going to get together with a... We're going to get together with a friend.
I realized that was my mouth was not working correctly.
Okay.
But you were going to say Ariana Grande.
I thought it was someone special.
We're getting together with Frankie and Ariana Grande.
Wow. The brother and sister duo we all know and love.
I didn't know about this brother.
He was on Big Brother.
Did not see it.
He's the brother from Big Brother.
Celeb Big Brother, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Or is that how he became a celeb?
No, he was on Celeb. Or was he? Gosh.
I don't know about Big Brother.
I don't know.
Me neither.
I don't know.
I feel like I never got into that show, but I have seen it on TV when in London, where I feel like they have it on like a constant stream.
It's always on.
Which is cooler to me.
Slightly off.
I also got into...
You can watch that here in the States, the constant stream.
When I was in London years ago working there, I got into their version of Last Comic Standing, which is so much bleaker than
our version.
Why is
it so bleak?
They were all living in a house together.
Right.
And people were just getting drunk and depressed. There are a lot of like drunk late night talks.
Oh, that's bad.
Like in this fake backyard.
Oh.
It was really, yeah. If you hear noise in the background, it's because there's a monster here.
Yeah, we're trying to kill it while we do this show.
Yeah.
It's the final battle.
Yeah, and then after this, we win.
Yeah.
And then
the big boss.
What do we win?
Big boss monster.
What do we win?
We win the credits of the video game.
That's such a bad prize.
It truly is.
They should give you back the video game.
I've never come close to beating a video game, and I don't care.
What video game have you most enjoyed in your life?
Mario Kart.
Yeah. Of course.
And when I was little, I've never like beaten it. Like I don't even know what you have to do. Like play every level and then.
Level and beat every level.
I'm not as familiar with Mario as well. And is Mario Kart a game that you exclusively play with other people?
No, you can play it alone by yourself. But when
you
I was
beat
little,
it by yourself.
I'm hearing both. You can play it alone and you can play it by yourself.
You can play it by yourself and by alone.
You also without other people.
You could do it solo.
What life is there?
But anyways, when I was little, I was really good at Bowser's Castle, and I could beat my brother's friends at Bowser's Castle.
Whoa!
Now, your brother famously older than you, so you're talking about older boys?
Yeah, or maybe they would let me.
Oh, because you were so cute.
I don't know.
Can we get... I want confirmation on this.
I'll get into that.
Yeah.
We need him to tell us if it was real or fake.
We'll see if he even remembers that.
He'll remember.
It feels special to me.
He'll remember.
All right. Yeah, he'll remember.
We'll find out.
Bowser, is he Mario adjacent?
Yeah,
so you don't know about Mario.
You don't know any of the lore? Princess Peach?
I know.
So look, what happened was she got taken up to a castle.
Someone's gonna do nasty stuff to her.
They gotta get her out with the flagpole just in time.
I know Mario and the Donkey Kong world from the video game Donkey Kong, but I know very little about the intervening years.
You know about Urkel from when he was on Family Matters.
Yes.
But I know about Urkel from when he was on Full House.
What? Hold on, wait. So Paul knows him from the most famous
the show he's on everything.
I meant the opposite.
Yeah.
No, but, I know Donkey Kong was the original.
Donkey Kong is before Mario?
Yes. That's where Mario comes from.
I need to eat a hat.
Because you told someone that no way was Mario from Donkey Kong.
I would have said that right now.
You almost did.
I feel like I did, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
He's jumping barrels.
I mean, I know, but I thought he was friend of Mario.
That big monkey up on top of the building.
Controls all of our actions.
If I were to now think through my
brain, white beard.
I would think, he was in that documentary about that guy who played video games.
That's right, King of Kong.
And that was before Mario.
Do you know, I saw the villain of that documentary one time.
Oh, yeah, who was that?
In San Diego, Billy something?
I feel like I saw it recently.
Billy the Coin. That's right.
Wait, so the villain?
Yeah, two holsters
of video
with coins. Just filled with coins.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was the villain of the documentary.
Billy something, right? What the fuck was his name?
But he was a coin in your mind?
No,
or?
Because he had coins.
Because he had coins.
Yes.
Going to play.
Okay. Fastest, you know, Billy the Kid didn't have kids in his holster.
What if he did?
How do we know?
In a gunfight, suddenly, like, wah!
That would scare anyone off.
And they're distracted. Then he pulls out a gun and kills them.
Right.
That'd be cool.
I was doing a show. It was Comic-Con adjacent in San Diego at Dick's Last Resort.
You were doing a show at Dick's Last Resort?
Me, wow. Nick Kroll, forget who else.
Why?
It was brutal.
Why would, who would ask you to do
know.
It? And why did you accept?
I did Dick's not know what Dick's Last Resort was.
You didn't know what it was?
Until, is it like a bar?
It's one of those places.
It's a disgusting restaurant.
But it's like a slimy, like the theme is the beach.
It's, yes, but also the theme, it's like one of those places where they're rude to you in a funny way.
They're rude to you and they throw toilet paper everywhere, so there's just toilet paper all over the floor.
That I didn't notice. Maybe they weren't doing that this time.
They literally just throw it across, all the waiters like throw it across the room.
So it's like Ed DeBevis.
And have it be like spiraling. Yes. It's
but
so
nasty.
Gross.
Did you know that Bob Odenkirk used to work at Ed DeBevis?
That makes a lot of sense.
Imagine that.
I remember going to Ed DeBevis, I'm sure I've told
the nicest guy in the world acting mean to people.
I'm sure I told you this before.
His meanness was different than everybody else. Was like, hey, I don't want to be a jerk, but can I talk to the manager? I think he was really being mean.
That one really hurt. He said something pretty cutting.
That stuff really got right to my core.
Hey, buddy, this is just bullshit what you're doing. I'm searching back through.
But he would be at Ed DeBevic's, like, looking at the TV when SNL would be on to see if any of his jokes got in the
really?
Update. Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool.
It is cool.
It's like a movie moment.
Yeah, it's
like
a movie
glancing
moment.
Over, like, that's my joke. And then someone's like, table five just threw up.
God damn it!
The entire table.
The whole table threw up.
Or the table itself.
Go be rude to them about it. So I was doing the show, and then he walked in.
Who? Oh, yeah. We're
Billy
back
the,
to Billy the Coin.
Billy the Coin.
Billy Mitchell.
Billy Mitchell. Right.
Oh, that guy. I remember him.
And of course he's wearing an American flag.
He has really long black hair and a black beard, in case you can't remember.
And I made the audience observe a moment of silence for him when he passed by.
Did he lose or did he win? I can't remember. He was the guy who supposedly, allegedly cheated or no, the main guy cheated.
I think the main guy cheated, right? Okay. I haven't seen it in such a long time.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Is that Bill Cosby correcting someone about his crimes?
Exactly.
Allegedly. Please, I beg of you. God damn.
By the way, in Michael Jackson news...
Come on! How is there always
there's
news?
No news.
That guy from the January 6th.
Yes,
was,
that's true.
Was found out because of his very specific Michael Jackson tour jacket.
That's what he wore.
But
instead
did
of
I ever,
camo
did I ever
or
tell
like a
you?
Tactical
he wore
vest.
That too. The
you guys, did I tell you my brush with Michael Jackson fame?
No,
that happened.
You had a brain with Michael Jackson?
No, my brain. Yeah, it happened.
Brain brush with fame, Lauren. I'm not stupid.
I thought you called her a moron.
Brush with Lauren.
Moron.
No, it was.
Did people call you moron?
No, they didn't.
What the fuck?
Will they?
I hope not. So what happened was, and I think this was at least a year, if not 2 years ago, Paris Jackson tweeted, she took a Snapchat, she put a filter. Remember the filter that could make you a woman, man, child, baby? I did it to you.
Oh, you did it? Oh, yeah, yeah,
yes,
I remember that.
I'm a baby. Yes.
She was using that with her boyfriend and then tagged the picture of him as a woman and said it looked like me. She tagged me.
Whoa.
Or she didn't tag me. She wrote my name.
Whoa.
I sort of remember this.
What? And that was really big. That was a big moment.
That's what people called you a moron?
Nope. That you're mixing stories together.
So do you think Michael Jackson ever thought that would happen?
I think before Michael Jackson died, one of the things he was hoping would happen was that Paris would get a boyfriend. They would use a Snapchat filter.
As he was falling to hell, he was like, hey, help.
They would use a Snapchat filter and then put it on Paris's boyfriend, and then he would look like Lauren Lapkus. And at the time, I was a mere babysitter in New York City when he died. I remember where I was walking down
this
the street.
It was like a week before you were in the movies.
Yeah, a couple weeks, yeah. But I was walking down the street and my friend said Michael Jackson died.
Mike, oh, yeah.
I think I got a text to my razor phone.
I was at a concert, The Bird and the Bee. Mm. An afternoon concert, if you can believe it, in the
yeah,
in the middle of a field.
Yeah, because it was daytime when I was walking down the street.
Yes.
Mm. Do you know where you were?
No.
Wow.
I don't.
At an arbitrium. And I remember-
Arbitrium?
Arbitrium?
Yeah.
Arboretum.
Arboretum, arboretum.
Arboretum,
arboretum, arboretum.
Rock me, arboretum. Come on and rock me, arboretum.
In 1986, Arboretum was open to the public.
No, I was there with Kool Op Sister, and in another desperate attempt to make her like me, of like, hey, this is a cool, fun thing to do, right? Oh, my gosh.
That's a
She's
good.
Staying
That's
with us this month, by the way.
Does she still dislike you?
No. She likes me now.
She was right
about
that, though.
She's like almost 30 now.
I can't
now,
think of a dorkier thing.
It's cool, no, but it's kind of
you
cool.
You want to go to the Arboretum?
You want to go see Bird and the Bee in the middle of the day in the Arboretum?
I forgot about Bird and the Bee.
There we go.
No, I remember we went to see Conan on The Tonight Show because
wow,
I lived
in the middle really of the day. You were really making it happen for her.
I lived over there and just me
You're
and
like,
her.
Let's go play The Price is Right. And then we're going to go to Disneyland. And she's like, I don't like you.
Let's go to the Walk of Fame.
So we walked there from my place, which is not that far. I would say a mile. And she was so upset with how far it was. And I asked her about it the other day. I'm like, hey, remember that time that I took you to the Conan O'Brien Tonight Show and you complained and were upset with me the whole time? And she goes, it's so far.
Okay. Not letting it go.
And the musical guest was Bird and the Bee. Is that correct?
And you're like,
who was
we're going to see Bird and the Bee again. They're at Conan now.
I'm assuming they're your favorite.
I feel like, was Natasha on it? Because Natasha was on the Jay Leno Tonight Show when I went. And I think she was on the Conan Tonight Show when I went.
Natasha
Leggero. Yes, from Boris fame. Why are you always saying Natasha is only famous because of a man? Because
I can't think of her last name. Were they married?
Romanov.
No.
Bowling. Romanov
no, that's Black
person.
Widow.
Have they made a new bullwinkle?
Is that a real person? Have they made a bowling ball?
A new bullwinkle.
Have they made a bowling ball?
A new bullwinkle.
They did with Robert De Niro.
Okay.
Where he was like.
He was like, my name's Boris, you see.
It's Moose.
We're all doing facial Robert De Niro.
I want that squirrel. Give me that squirrel.
I liked Bowinkle when I was little.
I did too.
Did you want to have sex with him?
He was sexy.
Fucking weird.
He had a good body.
He had a great body. He was very sexy.
He was a butterface.
Also, those antlers, they're not doing him any favors.
Too big.
Yeah, I liked that show.
Sometimes it can't be too big, okay?
It felt
size matters.
It does. It's not the emotion of the antlers. I liked that show because it felt very like it was geared at grown-ups as well.
There was a lot about it I didn't understand,
yes.
For sure.
And that's the stuff
that's how I felt when
most.
I watched
I
the
don't
piano.
Get this, but it's good.
You're like, this
piano?
Is for grown-ups.
I think you could watch
as a six-year-old.
Sure. The piano?
I've never seen the piano. Wasn't that about a man who can't speak but plays the piano?
It's about a woman who can't speak, you sexist.
Yes, the piano player
the woman
is a woman.
Was a woman?
It's a logic puzzle. And that's why everyone loved the movie, because they were like, I learned a lesson about myself.
Finally.
Yeah.
But you get to see Harvey Keitel naked in it.
Totally nude.
And Holly Hunter.
Well, okay. What are they doing? Just looking at each other?
It's at separate times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how old was Harvey Keitel when this took place?
He seemed a million years old, but he was probably 35.
Exactly. Yeah. He might be 40 now, for all I know.
And didn't you see him nude in the Bad Lieutenant
oh,
as
sure.
well?
Oh, sure. And he's jerking off at the girls in a car. Absolutely.
The hell?
He's not the good lieutenant,
Lauren. He had like 1 year where he was just like, if I ain't nude, I ain't dune.
Hey, can I get nude? It was his idea every single time.
Hey, what if I got nude? Nude?
If like I ain't nude, I ain't doing it.
Most actors are just
if
like,
I ain't nude, I ain't dude.
If I can't be naked,
I'm not your dude.
You're not getting a single frame of me.
What?
Why wasn't he naked in Sister Act?
Why wasn't he?
They could have put the habit on his dick.
I heard that they were all nude under the habits.
Well, what?
It's too hot if you wear clothes under there.
That right? must be so freeing.
All nuns are nude.
How? I would like to wear dresses. What about you?
Nun Paul? Stands for nude underneath.
That was a close one. That was a nail biter.
I got there.
Real squeaker. You we should see, have ended the episode right then.
You can see how it's off the top of my head.
I've never worn a dress. I have worn a kilt, which is very comfortable.
Yeah, it's comfortable, right?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to wear it for our dinner.
What's better, jeans or dresses? Okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's better, jeans or dresses?
Jeans or dresses. What would you rather wear, Lauren? You have experience in both.
At this point, well, because...
In this economy?
Because I am...
Under Biden's America?
Because I'm still recovering from having a baby. I haven't really worn jeans in a very long time, so I kind of would like to wear jeans.
Because you don't wear baggy jeans. Anytime you wear jeans,
you don't wear ginkgos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But none of my old jeans fit, but I got some new jeans and they do fit,
some
but I haven't
jeans?
Worn them yet.
Mommy
That's
jeans.
Just
mommy
my jeans, current size.
Right, right.
But I have been wearing a lot of dresses like this whole past year from being pregnant. So I'm excited to
finally
stop doing that.
Is it because you like to wear jeans better?
I prefer jeans and a t-shirt as my sort of outfit, but it just hasn't been a possibility.
Such
what
a
about
tomboy.
Shorts?
I'm such a guy.
Would you rather wear shorts than jeans?
You're wearing a backwards baseball cap and you're
I would rather wear jeans than shorts, but I like shorts. But yeah.
Why? What's preferable about jeans to shorts?
Yeah, we need to know.
Less
this.
Body showing.
To whom?
The public. Although, but I like shorts, but it's, you know, it has to be pretty hot.
I'm saying around the house.
Oh, around the house, I'm wearing sweats, babe.
Yeah, ma'am.
So you're just sweats, really?
I'm not wearing jeans at home.
Janie and I wear what we call soft clothes, which is not necessarily, it could be sweats.
Like
could
anything
be
made of felt.
Pajamas. Yeah, we wear puppets a lot of times.
I was talking yesterday.
We'll just
yesterday.
Cut up old puppets and make them clothes.
I was getting my haircut yesterday. And I was talking to, we were talking about Christmas presents and my friend said, you know, it's, she has two boys.
Your friend
like,
who cuts your hair.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She said.
You weren't getting a haircut with a friend.
No. She was.
Side
she
by
was
side. Before,
yeah. I consider her to be a friend.
They get the same haircut.
And not a peon who's forced to touch
well,
my hair
Well, I don't always
months.
Go to the Jesus. Same person.
Right. I have the same person. Okay. So she was saying it's very hard, difficult to shop for her boys as they get older because they get more and more specific.
Yeah,
and I was saying
boys.
Like.
I like to shop for my boys.
But I feel like that's easier in some ways because you're like, oh, they like this, this, and this.
Well, I said I remembered 1 year in particular where I got a present where if it had been 1 year earlier, I would have been happy. But I was like not upset with it, but it was a ventriloquist dummy. Mm-hmm. And I think I was like 14, right? And it was like 1 year earlier would have been good.
Will you please tell me what? The dummy, was it like a Jerry Mahoney? Was it a Charlie McCarthy? What was it?
It was not a Charlie McCarthy. What is
not
Jerry?
Not a known quantity?
No, I think it was known, but not one of the famous ones.
Mm-hmm. Jerry Mahoney sense. was the ventriloquist dummy of Paul Winchell, who also
or Josh could look
develop an artificial
and
heart.
And show me a picture. Interesting.
He worked on developing artificial hearts and he also did ventriloquism?
First, the
what a silly
ventriloquism.
Little man.
But he would do a voice for the heart, of course, when he would put it in.
He does a dummy heart?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fake.
But this, by the way, led her to saying, oh my God, I had a ventriloquist dummy and I got really good at ventriloquism. And she hadn't thought about it since then.
What?
And she's like, oh my God, this is all rushing back to me. I got really good at ventriloquism. And I like did it for a year and then I was like, have you told your family about this? Have you told your kids and your wife? And she's like, no, I have not even thought of it since then.
What? Wow. Did she try to do it?
No. Well, I said next time she comes in a month, I'm going to need her to brush up on it.
Well, you'll bring your dummy.
Yeah, I think, I think it was a Jerry Mahoney. Yeah, I think maybe it was. Yeah.
Was it a Knucklehead Smith?
I just want to tell a story.
Not sure. Yes, tell
one story.
When I
was in second
story.
Grade, my godmother
this
got
This is your
me.
One story for
we,
the season.
We all get one story
oh,
for the
shit,
season.
Oh, shit, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Well. But she got, when I was in second grade, she got me a, and she was a much older woman. She got me a, much older than me, at least. I was 9. She got me a windbreaker style jumpsuit with Aladdin on it. And I was so upset. And then I had to go to the bathroom and put it on. Yeah.
Because it seemed like for babies.
Or because it had a boy on it.
No, it was just dorky. It was not cool. However, I would wear that now.
Yeah, you were nine. 9 doesn't seem too old for that. Am I wrong?
It's not completely off. Like, I'm sure she went to Kohl's and was just like in the section and it made sense.
She likes Disney stuff.
Sure. And then I was like humiliated. I remember going into the bathroom and having to put it on. And I was like, aww.
My sister one year got me a full outfit of like, I guess how she thought I should dress.
Oh, wow. Like as an adult?
Yeah.
What was it, like a Raiders?
Probably in my early 20s.
But that
Raiders
might,
jacket.
Was she thinking, oh, he'll really appreciate like free clothes. It's like as a gift. Like
maybe, yeah. She probably.
Yeah.
She got me, it was the 80s. So I don't think I was in my 20s yet. I was probably still living at home. And it was like at the time, this was a popular thing, like fabric that would have, it would be like flecked, like tweedy, sort of flecked with, you know, whatever. That was the pants.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was like a sort
Sounds
of.
Sounds cool.
You know what? I would wear those now if I had them.
Yeah.
Then it was.
You know what we're getting you for Christmas?
I'm getting an Aladdin windbreaker. You're getting flecked pants.
I feel like it was like a turtleneck shirt.
I'm getting a ventriloquist dummy.
And then a crew neck sweater of like a real ski lodge kind of pattern.
It sounds good.
It wasn't good.
But honestly, it's a great outfit now.
Now you should watch it.
I don't like.
You should watch
sweaters.
It now.
I don't. Am I crazy?
Oh, you don't.
You
don't put a button down through a crew neck.
No, I don't like it. I like a V neck sweater or
that.
A cardigan.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm just giving you guys hints because Christmas is coming up.
It is.
So don't get him a crew neck, everyone.
I hate shopping for presents for anyone, but
it's kind
of
nerve-wracking.
Well, that's why Kulop gives you a list, as we know from
Add
to Cart.
Did she mention this on Add to Cart?
Oh my God, there's shit she said about you on that
show. I gotta put a stop to this. But I remember one Mother's Day when my dad was like, you gotta go get your mom.
Mark present. Mother's Day?
Yes.
From DeVoe? From Bill Biv DeVoe?
But so
you got wait what? I wasn't listening.
He was my dad was like you
flat out wasn't listening.
You should really go get your mom a present for Mother's Day. And I was like, okay. And I didn't know what to get. So I
how old were you?
14, okay. Something like that. And nothing was open because it was a Sunday. So I ended up going to like the gas station and just like going like,
Oh my God.
What is here that I could buy? So it was like,
here's a gallon of gas, mom.
It was like,
that would be good.
She would have used it.
Yeah, I would take that.
But it was like, you know, those Coca-Cola cozies and, you know, like they were really beer cozies probably. But like, oh, definitely. Here, mom, this will keep your drink cool. It's like stuff I obviously got day at the gas station.
Did you wrap it?
It's like a car.
Probably not. I'm horrible at wrapping. Mm-hmm. To the point where now they would much rather I not even wrap gifts.
Even now, you cannot wrap a gift well.
I could if I took the time, but it's such a waste of time. I just hate.
You think it's a waste of time?
I'd probably be the best at it.
You know what? Your future
You'd be
tripping.
The best if you put time.
Scott, you're future tripping because you're thinking about the wrapping being torn.
I know, that's sad.
And so you're not putting your focus into
Scott,
it.
Scott, that's sad.
It's sad and you're a sad man. You make me sad.
Just live in the moment and you'll give him a beautiful gift. You know what? My uncle is a fantastic gift wrapper. It's actually the point of most of the gifts is how beautifully and ornately wrapped
they are. My sister is great.
He'll just put like a pair of his own socks in there.
But look.
But it's always, the presentation is amazing. Now, I'm a decent wrapper and when I grew up, I would help my mom wrap presents and put
spit
my finger for the bow and do
spit
all
some
that.
Bars.
Yeah. Presents are the presents. The presents are our gift. Okay.
Or shut me down so hard just now. She just went, yeah.
But I was wrapping Christmas gifts last night. Just to put them under my tree.
For us?
For my baby.
She doesn't know shit.
She doesn't even know that you're a thing.
She doesn't know that Jesus Christ was born.
I just have given her some presents so that she has some under her own tree. And then that's
will she get,
when we go to
for tradition.
Will she get jealous that it's a different baby's birthday?
I don't know if I'm going to tell her.
Yeah, but don't tell her about Jesus. Could she go her entire life without ever hearing about Jesus?
Probably, except for if I stub my toe.
I know I couldn't, honey.
Except for your step toe?
If I stub my toe.
Oh.
Jesus
Step toe in sense? I have a new...
You have COVID toe?
I have COVID toe.
What's that?
My toe has COVID.
COVID
it's
toe
hot
is
hell.
COVID toe is the thing Aaron Rodgers supposedly has.
Shut up. What? Is that like his balls getting big?
No, no. It's literally your toe. It's a symptom of it's like a long-term symptom of COVID.
What?
Your toe
where
hurts?
Your toe swells up and your toe like really hurts and it hurts to wear shoes.
No, that's balls.
No, it's Nick.
Oh, no. Sorry. That's from the vaccine. I apologize.
Yeah, that's.
If you your balls swell up, you get the vaccine. If you get COVID, balls. Your toe gets big.
Yeah.
Either way, so, you can't wear shoes.
Exactly.
Real Fred Flintstone over here.
Shoes.
Paul, can you wrap gifts?
I think that I'm very good at it until I do it. Mm. And then it's never as, like, the wrapping is never as snug as I would like
Here's
it to be.
Here's what you
got to do. As a bug in a rug.
You put, you
it's got the very thing.
You yes. put the paper down, pattern side towards the carpet.
Put paper down.
Uh-huh. Put the present
First
on it.
First of course, all, I yeah. already do that.
No
Go ahead.
Shit.
Fold the paper over, but then
yeah,
crease.
Yeah, no shit.
Crease it along the edge
yeah,
of the
no
present.
Shit.
He doesn't know this.
I didn't know about the crease.
That keeps it from flopping. You crease it very tightly, then you tape a piece of the tape and the piece of the paper to the present.
Well, that I've done that.
Then it keeps it really taut. Then you get the other side of the corners and go really tight. Then you go around and go really tight. Then
I'll try this crease method.
It's going to work.
I'll try it. Because mm-hmm. that's the only
Scott
thing I'm not doing.
Scott was going to roast me until he realized it was actually a good tip.
Classic Scott. Roast until he realizes.
And if Paul didn't know, I'm sure listeners didn't know. And Christmas is and Hanukkah are coming up. And
the goose is getting fat. Yeah. The Jewish goose is getting fat too.
Yep. Yeah. Actually, it's already Hanukkah.
Please, it is already Hanukkah. In the old Jew's hat.
I sent my brother and his family.
You smacked who?
I sent
oh.
them.
What's happening with everyone's ears?
It's just Scott, I think. He's hearing a lot of things I'm not saying. I sent them a big blue Christmas tree with Hanukkah ornaments.
Whoa!
And it should be getting there, but like at least I think day
By the
two
time
of
this
Hanukkah.
Drops? Oh, okay.
So I'm really excited. I checked
exciting.
To make sure he would want that, and he was into it.
He was into it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What about the wife?
We didn't check with her, but I think it'll be a fun bit of Hanukkah cheer. And then they can put the Christmas ornaments on it because the kids celebrate both.
Are they nice. Both of the faith or like originally or
no.
did one convert?
No. His wife is Jewish. He didn't convert, but they celebrate Jewish
oh,
holidays.
I see.
And the
okay.
kids are Jewish.
Okay.
But they celebrate Christmas because my family goes hard on Christmas.
Yeah, they go ham.
They go ham.
You gotta
holiday
celebrate
ham.
If you yeah. want a present.
Well, holiday ham? That's clever, Scott.
Yeah.
I like that.
It is really clever.
Well, we gotta take a break.
We do have to take a break.
How
did you know? How'd you know?
It felt like it.
It did feel like we were like really it. Running out of gas.
I didn't
so
feel
we
that
need
way.
To, we need to do our...
Not me, brother.
I was talking. You're like, this run us.
I don't know. I found myself not talking for a while. Other people
but
were
really
talking.
Just being disinterested.
I felt
disinterested
like we were running out of gas.
Yeah. Just.
That's okay.
When we come back, I have a new segment.
Oh, this is incredible.
Shit.
Okay. We have to take the break right away then. Here we go.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
And we're back.
We were just talking about the Upside Down.
Actually,
and how fun it looked.
Do you remember when the Upside
Everything
Down played...
Everything was wacky.
Yeah, the Upside Down played the Sunken Place in softball. I have a new segment, guys.
Oh, my God. I've been
I've
waiting.
I thought of this on the way over.
I'm clapping to cover my chewing.
It's working
I'm
like
chewing to cover my clapping.
What's wrong with you? Like a rutting pig. This is where we discuss moral issues, and it's not called morality court because that's already a thing.
Okay.
That's a thing already? Okay.
Yes. So it's called Paulality Court.
Okay.
Paulality Court.
Play the jingle. And.
Uh-oh.
Paulality Court. Paulality Court. They need to find what's answers are coming.
Now play the Perfect. Real jingle.
Yeah. Polality court, how many pennies can you fit in a jar?
That one didn't make sense. Are you sure there's not a
well,
third?
Well, you haven't heard the segment
I think
yet.
There might be a third. Polality court, how many ounces are in a quart?
Perfect.
Nope. And there's another one.
Oh, okay.
Polality court, if you can guess how many ounces are in this quart, you'll get a prize.
That's very close. Well, that would be quart. You have to guess how many years a man has left to live. And if you are correct, he will die thinking of your face. Here's?
I think there's one more.
No! Ballality court! Ballality court! We're all going on the tennis court to play ballality court! Dok, dik, dok, dok! Get the tennis pros over here because we want to play ballality court!
And now for the real one.
Ballality court, ba-doot-and-doot. Ballality court, ba-doot-and-doot. We're going to talk about things that are moral and we're going to do it in a court, ba-doot-and-doot.
There we go.
Here's our issue today. We've all seen body switching movies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's say you switched bodies with a non-family member. You switched bodies with a friend.
It seems better
like
just terms of...
a good friend or...
Yes, a good friend.
Okay.
Yeah, a good friend. Yeah.
Okay. So sort of like the one where Ryan Reynolds pees.
Yes, but...
Okay.
What's that one?
It's the called pee switch.
It stands for pussy switch.
They go to a big factory.
Penis switch and pussy switch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on which character. So.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you switch bodies with a good friend. You're in the body for like a week.
Okay.
Something goes wrong.
This is my question.
And you know you're going back? Or you're working to try to get back?
I think you know you're going. For this exercise, yes, you know you're going back.
Okay.
But you have to, of course, take care of the body that you're in.
Sure.
If you're in the shower, do you look at your friend's naked body?
Paul.
Oh.
Because you got to clean it.
Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a doubt in my mind. Absolutely.
And this is a woman to you and a man to us?
I don't care what it is. I am going to look because it's the body I'm working with now. And I think I should know what's going on.
But you know you're only going to be there for a week.
I have to go to the bathroom.
If you and I switch bodies, of course you have to go to the bathroom. You have to go to the bathroom.
But I'm not touching it.
I'm not looking at anything.
You're touching things. Of course you're touching things. You can't avoid that.
Other than my phone.
You're not. You don't look at any.
Yeah, I'm not looking at my body while I'm in the bathroom.
You never look at your body in the bathroom.
What about the shower? You take a shower, you wash your body.
We're talking about the bathroom.
But you're looking.
She introduced the bathroom. The shower is in the bathroom.
And I'm addressing it.
I'm saying if I'm going to be in the shower, I'm going to.
Shower in the bathroom?
Look at my body I'm working with. And if I'm going to take a shit, I'll probably just glance down while I'm doing that too.
Huh. I wish you wouldn't.
So this is.
Because I wouldn't do that to you.
It's not you and me.
Well, that's
what I'm
say
saying.
It's
if it
us.
Was you and me.
Let's say it's us.
Did earlier.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it clockwise.
That's how it started. And then I said, let's say it's you and me.
Let's do it clockwise. Where?
Oh, that changes it. Oh,
I'm
God.
In Lauren's body.
I was
Lauren's
picturing
in,
it being very vague.
Yeah, that's an address that changes all the rules.
Okay.
Oh, no, let's do it counterclockwise.
I'm not looking at shit.
You're in my body.
I'm not looking at anything, buddy. I'm using a stick to wash my ass and a stick to wash my dick. Washcloth on a stick.
I think I wouldn't get out of bed that entire week.
You would try to be in a coma?
I would go into a medically induced coma and say, wake me up when I'm out of this body.
Hey, this is an unusual request, but I accidentally body switched with a friend. It's only going to be a week. Can you please put me in a coma? Is that something you do?
Upon request.
Hypothetically, I would look at everything. When it gets to be, who is it really? And it's like, I feel like I'm violating you. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Is it weirder that we are two men? Like, what if it was
I think if it was like Mary, I think either of us, I would say whatever, doesn't
but
really matter.
You probably have the same body. But if it were me and Scott, I would feel like I'm not going to look because we're not
private.
Those kind of friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're it's like, too private. So you're in the shower going, not looking down, not
I'm,
looking
I don't know
down.
If I'm looking
well,
in the
I'm
mirror once.
Eyes. I know where everything is. I don't have to be like.
But you would,
looking off in the distance, watching my body.
Would you put stuff in front
of
the
eyes
mirror?
Do the whole time you're in the shower?
No, but you know what? My mother used to close her eyes in the shower because she had like a water fear.
What?
Yeah, she was afraid to swim.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
this just makes sense.
Late in her life, I said, "Did you ever used to swim?" And she was like, "No, I'm terrified to swim." And I said, "Really?" And she goes, "I close my eyes in the shower."
So she hates water.
But I wonder now, was she? When she said
or was
it,
she
it seemed
saying
serious.
It like I really? That's how much I hate
yes.
swimming.
Yeah.
She was being sort of just facetious.
No, it sounds
or
serious.
I don't know.
Hyperbolic.
Like when she said it, it did not sound like hyperbole.
Right.
It sounded like she actually closes her eyes in the shower.
Because she's worried that she might drown in the shower?
Like, she was like, doesn't like water. I close my eyes in the shower.
She doesn't like water anywhere.
I close my eyes in the shower, Paul.
Coming out of the sink?
Well?
She took me over.
How did you do that perfect impression?
Don't look at your body.
Wait, wasn't it with you on my old podcast, Spontaneous Nation, you and Tatiana?
Yeah, we all are not good at swimming. And but we said we were going to take lessons.
She also had a thing where she had a fear of like something coming out of the shower head.
Oh, yeah.
Like a shark coming out of the shower. Yeah. And yeah. I feel like you also related to that.
No, that doesn't.
Just the swimming thing.
Well,
it's just
snakes swimming. Coming out of the toilet. What about that?
I don't like to think
I'm
of that.
I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes coming out of the motherfucking toilet.
And biting your butt?
In Australia, there's a risk of something like that happening. A big old tarantula coming out under yeah. your butt, that yeah, kind of thing.
Did I tell you in Costa Rica how the lizards just like sleep right above you?
You did.
I
don't like that. And you didn't have Hate a mesh it. Net over you?
No.
I don't mind. They know what they're doing.
They're not like going to fall on you or anything. It's just like you look up there and go, you could fall on
it. It is rude.
It's gross.
Yeah, it's rude. That was, it was the see, height of rudeness.
Yes. It feels like camping.
They're not
you
paying
didn't
for
sign
the room.
Up for
no.
camping. Yeah.
What?
It's like camping when you didn't sign up for camping.
What?
Forget it.
What?
What?
So whose body would you look at?
I'm a famous person, of course.
Like like a famous dude, like if you were in Ryan Reynolds'
If you're
body.
In Brad Pitt's body, I'm looking down.
I guess I would, yeah.
Just to know
because
what they're working
like a stranger,
with?
Because
sure.
to them, to you, that kind of person is just a commodity. They're just
That's right.
for sale.
That's right.
They're just on display. And yeah, sure, I'll look.
A soulless collection of light shining on a screen for my amusement. Yeah, I'm going to look at that dick.
I think if it were someone like Ryan Reynolds or Brad Pitt who had a great body, it's like that's the only time you're ever going to be in a body that's a great body.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like
You got to look down.
I would not put on a shirt for sure, ever, for the entire week.
No.
I would just walk everywhere without a shirt and being famous.
That's like the only time in your life you're ever going to feel that good.
Also, I would give everyone the impression that I'm super approachable, knowing that I'm not going to be in that body.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, I want to talk to you because I'm famous. Are you
Sit down. Hey, come on over.
Let's be best friends.
Cool.
I don't know. I wouldn't look at you.
But like an opposite sex famous person. A person that you're attracted to. Imagine that.
I'd look at any. I pretty much would look at anyone's body except for if you're saying, would you look at mine? I'm going to say no.
Thank you.
Would you? Okay. How about this? You switch bodies.
How about Costello?
With a famous woman that you're attracted to.
Okay.
That you are attracted to. Do you Me. Then, as the famous woman, go try to have sex with yourself because you want to have sex
well, I,
with
I know
the
that,
famous woman?
I know that this famous They're woman is now in my body
yes,
body.
Well,
not
she,
going to have sex with me.
No, but she wouldn't ever want to have sex with you because of what you're like. But now she's you. Now she's you and suddenly you're her and she's like, well, now I'm attracted
Well, now
to
I get to
body.
Fuck myself. Yeah.
Honestly,
saying.
it would be interesting to see what it would feel like to have sex with yourself. Like to know what
right,
other people feel
is,
like
yeah.
when they
to
have
get
sex
some
with
tips.
You.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
other people. Sorry, honey. She doesn't listen to this.
You would know what person feels when you.
How one feels when having sex with me.
But you would be mad. You would be mad if, like, that. If, say, it was Angelina Jolie or whatever. Say she. Yeah, okay, I know. But, like, younger.
She's not my favorite.
Younger?
Oh,
you asshole.
Oh, no.
But so say it's Angelina Jolie.
No, it's like, yeah, it's like Jennifer Aniston. Like, you know, the personality. She's fun. She's going to be around. She's light.
She takes over your body. Are you upset if she has sex with Janie?
Wow.
Because she's unattached. She's
but
not married.
No, I think that's fine.
What?
and by the way, you guys.
It's my wife.
You guys know each other. It's not like you just woke up in Angelina Jolie's
like
body.
Like Angelina
you're communicating.
Jolie is, she's in Paul's body.
Well, wait, no.
And
now
she's
we're friends.
So attracted to Janie.
You're friends
that
with Angelina
she wants
Jolie.
To
no,
fuck
this
her
is different.
As Paul. And she cannot hold back. She's like, right. I got to use whatever body I'm in, and we're doing it now. And then they have sex.
My wife is very attractive, so I get
I'm not saying she wouldn't be attracted to Janie. I'm just saying if you're in the other body, your
would she
two
do
body
it as
switch,
revenge?
Oh, she's
right.
Because like,
she thinks I'm responsible for the body
switch.
This
is how he should be doing it.
Do you think she's, like, say Angelina Jolie is horny all the time in her old body.
Okay.
Let's just say she
Let's just
is.
Say she is.
Is she horny when she gets into your body?
Or does that, or does her, or does your,
I think
your body sort of
or are you
signals?
Low T?
I think horny, I'm very low T. Like, it's through the floor.
Oh, my God.
I think that, horniness is a state of mind. So I think that, yes, she would still be very horny.
So she's just like, look, I gotta have sex with someone. And this is the only person willing to have sex with me.
Or maybe Janie's like, no, Janie's going like, because she doesn't know that the body switch happened. And she won't be convinced of it, even if she did know.
And Angelina Gillette, such a good actor.
Angelina Gillette.
Angelina Gillette is such a good actor.
Angelina Gillette.
Jay Leno.
Angelina Gillette.
Such a good actor.
Angelina Gillette.
That she's able to do a flawless impersonation.
No, I think even if she's acting a little funny.
What?
Even if she's acting a little funny as
she watches your old stand-up tapes, she does.
Janie's kind of going, you seem different lately. It's different.
No, honey. This is classic body switch stuff.
You're kind of serious tonight. Let me loosen you up. And then Janie gives you a massage, but it's Angelina. And then they do it.
A thing that happens all the time, of course, the massage.
Yeah. Well, she's going, loosen up, honey. Loosen up, honey.
And here, let me come up behind you.
Angelina Gillette's going... You see what happened on the end? You see what happened in Africa?
Here's something.
Let's get some. Missing. Yeah, they're in my house.
Here's something. I broke up with Brad Pitt.
Michael Jackson's in this.
Michael Jackson's
weird. Bill Cosby, apparently. I wear a vial of blood around my neck.
Bill Cosby, apparently.
Bill Cosby, apparently.
All right, we need to take a break.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
It's time for a three-cher, and you know what that means. I'm going to read something.
I was just staring at finally. You so dead-eyed. Like, I felt it.
Yeah, I did too. It was chilling.
Like, I was thinking, I don't even know what I was thinking.
You're like a great white shark, and just rolled, the milky white membrane rolled over. Oh, and then you hear that terrible high-pitched screaming. This is a game, three-cher, excuse me.
Lauren just spit all over me, by the way.
I did?
Aww.
All the way over there?
COVID. I guess we are those kind of friends.
COVIDian.
Let's look at our private.
Sorry for the COVID.
COVID
this
tope.
Sorry for the COVID tope. This <it again>? Is submitted by Zach Siegel. Zach Siegel.
Spitting on someone is really from the olden times.
It really is. It's a highest form of compliment.
When a fleck of spit could touch your friend, that was the days before the masks.
That's you spit in the chef's face. It's a compliment. You would leave one piece of food and then you would throw it at him and spit in his face.
Oh my God.
I'm having trouble forming words, guys. And sometimes I worry that it's a cognitive issue.
Okay.
I'm not even sure I used that term correctly.
I think you did.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe a neurological issue?
Could be.
The old brain.
Cognitive.
Wrinkling up into a prune.
Actually, yeah. It's getting smoother.
The Zach Siegel. Portman totally awesome. Do you see?
I do.
Portman totally awesome. It's a memory game in which the players build on a collection of words/phrases by adding on a portmanteau, a word that builds on the last sound of the previous word. Not technically what a portmanteau is, but...
No, okay. It's not.
The addition doesn't need to make sense as a coherent thought. Each player repeats the entire collection of words or phrases before adding their own, which gets more and more difficult as it gets longer. And now we're going to start playing.
Okay.
Wow. Paul's taking off his glasses. That's
he
how
wants
serious
to
he
really
is.
I'm so serious, I don't need to read anymore.
Right.
Wow.
Eyes are getting worse.
But those
at
are
some point,
good
they level off.
Glasses you got there.
Thank you, honey.
Are those readers or are they prescription
these
lenses?
These are prescription. These are progressive lenses. So
oh.
I have progressives as well.
Transitions.
I was told.
No. Transitions are
glasses,
sunglasses. Progressives
they are.
They
are tinted if everyone out there.
They're purple tinted.
Know that. But progressives have three layers. Top, middle, bottom.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I think they do.
I mean, you look out the middle, but I don't think there's a special layer.
There's like two
it's like
prescriptions.
Distance and then close.
Yeah, two. There's
it's
two
like
different
bifocals, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was told, Paul, that like very soon, because I at my last appointment, they were like, yeah, getting worse again, huh? Well, in about a year or something, like it'll just like level off. And
mine has gotten worse my entire life since second grade. Yeah. I have horrible vision.
But I think you're younger than us, too. I think he was I think he might be younger than me.
Andy Daly.
Have we ever talked about that?
I feel like you might be.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. We should nail this down at some point, but we don't have time for it.
Andy never shares her age.
Andy Daly's distance vision corrected itself.
Wow, that's nice.
He wore glasses for years and years and years. And then one day I was doing a podcast with him and I showed up, he wasn't wearing glasses. And I was like, what are you doing?
Not a glasses day,
you're a glasses guy. He's a glasses day every day for this guy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, no glasses?
Doesn't make sense.
Must feel really freeing for him.
I bet it does.
So if you have glasses to only see distance, I'm confused.
Some people have glasses to only see distance.
No, but that makes sense. I can only see very close up.
You are farsighted. Yes. No, you're nearsighted.
I'm nearsighted.
Which means you can see things that are near.
Only very near. Right now, I wouldn't be able to see your faces.
With no glasses, can you read? With no glasses, can you read?
The Lauren, book has to here. Be an inch from my face.
You know, I had a family. There was a family friend.
You had a family?
Yeah, I had a family one time.
We had this family friend. He was the organist at our church.
Organist.
He was the organist at our church. He was a friend of my mom's. And it took me many years to realize this was a bad dude. he was a horrible racist.
Oh, that type of bad.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad people.
I was like, this guy was horrible.
Their way over to the church.
But here's why I thought of him. Because he wore glasses, and sometimes he would hang out at our house. He was over for dinner a lot and stuff. He would take off his glasses, and he would hold a newspaper like an inch from his face.
Why was he at your house?
Because he had nowhere else to go, I guess.
But he was, wait.
He's a lonely creep.
On what day?
On what day?
On what day?
Was it a holiday?
What day was this?
No, he would be there for holidays, but he would be there. My mom would invite him over.
He's there all the time.
He was there a lot.
And he would read the paper 1 inch from his face.
Yes, one inch.
And why didn't he have glasses to help him read the paper?
He did have glasses, but he would take the glasses off and he would hold the paper up an inch from his fucking face.
He was a fucking racist weirdo.
He was a racist weirdo.
When we were doing, I had never had glasses, and when we were doing the Comedy Bang Bang television show, in between takes, I would always
Oh, yeah, I remember that show.
You were on it a couple of times.
It was a TV show, and it was funny.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm. I would always take out my phone, and I would be reading it, and I'm holding my phone up, like, as far as my arm will allow, mm-hmm. like, as far away as. And I would be reading it and just going, like, oh, yeah. And people would go, do you need glasses? I go, I don't think so. This is just, like, how you.
This is normal.
This is how everyone reads on their phone.
Holding it at the extreme length of their arm.
Just sending a text.
But I'm at the point now where I have to do that with menus, where you hold it.
You just have Jeannie hold it up and you walk across the room and go, okay, I'm going to have the pasta.
Why do they make restaurants dark?
For the mood.
You know, but shouldn't they, if it's going to be that dark, shouldn't they come around and go like, oh, here's a flashlight, by the way.
Oh, you don't like that little tiny candle on the table?
Let's play the game.
Okay. Who would like to start us off with a word?
I would.
Do it. I dare you.
Are we going clockwise?
Yeah.
That's going to tell everyone out there what position we're in.
Wait, hold on a second. What? How do we determine what's clockwise?
I'm 6.
From the position of the
sun?
So
you're 6.
Okay.
Then that makes me what, 3?
Everything's clock. There's no determining. It is what it is.
But you here's-
You'd be 12.
You'd be 9.
If I'm looking at a clock and then I have to go like that.
No.
Are we high right now? I feel like we've had this discussion.
We're sitting in a circle, so that means there is a clockwise or a counterclockwise.
I had this. Janie and I had.
Don't avoid the subject.
We had this type of discussion. I can't. It was something exactly like this.
So you've tried to learn this a lot, but you keep bringing up past times.
This time I was the one who understood it, and she did not.
What is there to understand? I'm not quite sure.
I'm having trouble. Like if I look at a clock, I can say what's clockwise.
Look.
If we're sitting here. In a little circle.
Yeah, it's always.
I'm not sure what is clockwise.
Okay.
Like left is clockwise.
Yeah, a clock's hand goes like this. If the clock is down on this.
Sorry, you couldn't see that, guys. It was great.
It was amazing. How'd you do that?
Nah.
Now, if the clock's flat on the table, the hand goes around this way.
Yes, that I understand.
Always, yeah.
Okay, so
unless the clock
this is
face
clockwise.
Down. Yes.
So if you're 6, then I'm 9.
He's 12.
And he's 12.
He's basically 3.
I'm 3-ish.
In attitude.
Yeah. There's no 12.
Yeah, it's
this
more
is one
like,
of those clocks with no.
It's
12.
More like 6, 11, and 5.
But it's actually one of those clocks where all the numbers 11. Are wrong, and it's like whatever.
6, 10.
WIP.
6, 10, and 2. 6, 10, and 2.
Okay.
6, 10, 2.
Okay.
The first word is washer.
Washer. Good word.
Thank you.
I can add on to that, I think.
Okay. Sure. That's the last syllable in washer. Just tell him you want him to
I'm
going to
say Washerod Brown.
Sherrod Brown?
Yeah, Senator.
Oh, okay.
From Ohio, right?
Sure.
Washerod.
Needs to clear his throat.
Washerod.
Brown.
Yes. I'm going to say.
Brown is the first part of a word? Oh, yeah, it is.
I know how to do it.
Washerod.
Me too.
I got one.
Washerod Browning.
Washerod Browning. Ing.
I know one. I can think of one.
Hold on.
You're smart.
Washerod Brown England.
You're beautiful. You're smart.
Thank
you're beautiful.
See,
smart.
I got
you're
it when you guys are praising
you have
me.
It all.
Washerod Brown England.
Browning what?
England.
England. Washerod Brown England and Cher. No, wait. Washerod Brown England Cher.
I feel like we picked words that make no sense.
And Cher. England. And Cher.
Land Cher.
And Cher.
And
like
Cher?
Sonny and Cher.
That's not a word.
It's a phrase, which is allowed. Portman, totally awesome.
Not sure.
Submitted
wash
by Zach.
Your, what?
Wash okay. your butt.
Nope, you're wrong.
What? Okay, it's... What wash did you butt. Say?
I said washer.
You should be worried
washer,
about what I said.
Washerod, Browning, Glend, and Cher.
Not Glend and Cher.
I have no idea.
England
what,
and England Cher.
England Cher. Oh, so you're using and then you're using it to make
the phrase
to make
and
the back
share
half of a phrase of a different phrase.
Yeah, okay. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Well, all right.
And I did it.
Washerod Browning.
He's a squirrel.
I'm giving kisses.
Gland share screen.
Washerod Browning Gland share screensaver.
Washerod Browning Gland share screen save very funny. TBS. You don't have to include the TBS.
I'll do the TBS.
Oh, okay. All right.
I
like this guy.
Washerod Browning Gland share screen save very funny TBS.
Still going.
You were allowed
he's
to not
out.
Use
he's
TBS.
Still, he's still in the game.
Sorry. I just started thinking about that Eric Clapton song that has BS in it.
Oh, God.
It's so late.
It's so late.
I ain't going to take this BS no
How
more.
Weak.
I was trying to fit that into it, but.
You can't.
I can't. Okay, so what is it? It's TBS. No, very
no,
funny.
We can't tell you very what funny. It is.
Okay. Washerod Brown England share screen save very funny cap.
Okay. Washerod Brown England share screen saver the funny.
The funny?
Cap.
What are you, Bridget Jones?
Cap. Rick Horn.
Bridget Jones, V funny?
What was the last part?
Rick Horn. Capricorn.
Rick Horn.
Rick Horn.
Who's this Rick Horn?
Who's Rick Horn?
I feel out of touch.
Why is he wearing so many caps?
What? Washerod Brown England share screen save very funny cap Rick Horn on the cob.
Nice.
Okay.
It is nice though.
Washerod Brown England share screen save very funny cap Rick Horn on the cobblestone.
Washerod Browning Glend share screen say very funny Capricorn on the cob.
Oh,
cobblestone.
Close one.
Cobblestone. Stoned.
Wow.
Lazy.
Should we have done this show high?
No,
this is from our trailer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
D doesn't do anything for you. Stoner snacks.
Famous phrase.
I was trying to lead us into our what we said in our trailer, in our fake trailer.
I'm so high right now.
Should we have done this show high?
See, there we go.
Yeah. Wow,
we
did good.
It. We made the trailer true. That's going to be
the
our
rest of it. Yeah, the rest of it will come true as well.
The rest of it will come true.
At one episode at a time, my dear boy. The prophecy.
Okay, Washerod Browning Gland Share Screen Say Very Funny Cap Brick Corn on the Cobblestoner Snacks.
That made it worse.
Jeeves.
I can't do it. Stoners.
Paul, do you concede defeat?
Give me one more moment.
One more moment.
Accidents will happen.
Wow.
There we go. Washerod Browning Gland Share Screen Say Very Funny Capricorn on the Cobblestoner Snacksidents Will Happen is Mightier Than the Sword.
Nice.
Oh, fuck. Washerod Browning.
It's Kim Cattrall.
Washerod. Brown Share
Squad you bitty boo
Screensaver Harry Bunny Hold on, wait, I fucked up. Okay, I was just that didn't count. Washerod Browning Land Share Screensaver Funny cap, Rick Horn on the cobblestone, or accidents will happen is mightier than the sword in the stone.
Back to stone.
Yeah.
This game could go on forever.
Washerod Browning Land Share Screen Save Very Funny. Yeah. Cap
that gone Rick you Horn. Like.
Capricorn on the cobblestone knee. What? No. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Let me try again.
Yeah.
You get one.
Maybe
over.
Don't
start over.
Say anything this time.
Okay. Oh. Don't fuck with it.
It messed me up. I thought of that little guy and I got so happy.
He's a great little guy.
From the other, from the Black Lodge. That gum you like is coming back in style.
Twin Peaks?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you're saving it for the next season of Newcomers.
We decided what we're doing, by the way.
Oh.
And it ain't that.
Washerod Browning Gland Share. Come on, guys. Washerod Brown England Share Screen Say Very Funny Capricorn on the Cobblestoner Snacksidents Will Happen is Mightier Than the Sword in the Stony Tony.
Okay.
Wow. That's good.
Thanks, man.
Is it Tony?
No, it's Tony,
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 Tony, Tony,
Tony, Tony,
Tony, Tony.
It's all exclamation marks.
What am I thinking of though? Where it's like Tony.
That's it, but it's Tony all spelled differently. Bless your silly ass. Washerod Browning Gland Share Screen Say Very Funny Capricorn on the Cobblestoner Snacksidents Will Happen is Mightier Than the Sword. Sword in the Stone.
Adding words.
Tony. Need to know basis.
Okay. Washerot Brown England share screen savory funny Capricorn on the cobblestone or snacks events will happen. It's mightier than the sword and the stony Tony Tony to no basis. Ters doing it for themselves.
Boy, we have a holiday specific last syllable.
Right?
Here we go.
Well, don't just give them the answer.
Washerod Browningland share screams a very funny cap. Record on the cobble. Stoner snack. Accidents will happen is mightier than the sword in the stony Tony Tony. I can't remember.
Oh, he's out, but now it's your turn. Just do it.
Washerod Browning Glen Share screen save very funny.
Wait, I should be quiet.
Capricorn on the cobblestone.
Yeah, but you should tell him what it is.
Well, I'm not going to tell him what it is.
Accidents will happen is mightier than the sword.
Do you think that it's difficult to do when other people are talking?
I do.
Did you find it that way
Tony,
yourself?
Tony,
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I did
to no base. Yeah. Sisters are doing it for themselves on the shelves.
Okay.
Elves on the shelves.
Okay. Washerod Brown England and sharing. Hold on. Washerod Brown England share screen savory funny cap corn on the cob old stoner snacks well then will happen is mightier than the sword and the stony Tony Tony to no base sisters doing it for themselves on the shelves in the sleigh.
Shelves in the sleigh.
Elves.
What
is that about? Mrs.
Elves.
Claus. Elves in the sleigh.
The famous phrase?
Well, and Cher, I would argue, isn't a famous phrase.
Sonny and Cher, come on.
But and Cher.
But it feels like you would have started with Sonny, with like if it was Grand Sonny and Cher.
It feels like that. Elves on the shelves.
All right, Scott wins.
What?
We all lost.
No,
we all lost. The listeners really lost.
Well, they lost because they listened to that.
I see what you're saying now.
Well, I think it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah, a lot like those Christmas gifts
but
that we were
time,
talking
do
about
it
earlier.
Right. I'm going to do the crease method.
Do the crease.
All right. Well, we just want you guys to
just
know,
like, you know
we'll be here next
kid.
Week. So if there's something
Everybody
else consistent in your life, at least there's this.
Do the crease.
Do what? The crease.
I was just giving our listeners some hope.
Some hope, finally. Hope,
man, if they need it from us, this is some sad shit.
Hey. Look, we're in the middle of December. You can tell by how cold we are.
December, I'm
Bert
cold.
Bert and Ernie.
Try
Capricorn
to
on the cobblestone.
The times of December when Christmas came and we were happy. Oh, you know this?
I do. What song is it?
I do. It's what from, song is it? Bert and Ernie Capricorn on the cobblestone.
I don't know any of the lyrics.
Happen well, is mightier than the sword and the stone.
Ten chocolate cakes. And then he falls down.
Ten chocolate cakes and pains.
I don't know what you're talking about.
From Sesame Street.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
And
trick.
There was a guy. There was a baker, and he would hold like a bunch of pies or whatever.
Did he make
say,
gay cakes?
Yeah, he refused, and they canceled it from the show. He
gay
would say,
cake, man, 10
chocolate
pies.
He would say, like, 10 chocolate cream pies. And he was at the top of some stairs.
Chocolate cream pies.
And then he would fall down the stairs and get the pies all over him.
That's funny.
When I was a kid, I remembered it as like a flight of stairs. And in actuality, it was like three steps.
10 chocolate pies in your face hole can be a
Bye,
pleasure.
Everybody.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday Savings only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.